With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. A federal judge has ordered President Donald Trump's administration to temporarily lift a funding freeze that has shut down U.S. humanitarian aid and development work around the world. The judge's ruling cited the financial devastation that the near-overnight cutoff of payments has caused suppliers and nonprofits that carry out much of U.S. aid overseas. Plans for reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners ushers in economic uncertainty. Joseph Foudy, an economist at New York University, says reciprocal tariffs are bad for the economy, U.S. shoppers, and the stock market outlook. U.S. retail sales dropped sharply last month, in part because of cold weather. It kept Americans indoors, slowing sales at car dealers and most other stores. And the Trump administration on Friday said it will delay implementing energy and water efficiency mandates for common appliances, including central air conditioners, washing machines, and toilets. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.